he said a very interesting thing. He said, you know, the difficulty with Mr. Martin, he said he's a fine diplomat, career man, lawyer, and so on. But he's an old man. He says, not old in years, but old in spirit. That is the...
That's just that little there.
It's one of the Italians who are by the library.
Democrat, and that's also
Bill Loeb, if Bill is for you, as he's Bill Loeb wrote me a letter and said, I'll support you as the United States Senator if you'll come back and run against McIntyre. Within 6 months, he publishes in the Mass of the Union that he's going to support Powell for the United States Senate. I went to see Bill and said, what about the letter? He said, well, Powell's here. He's on the scenes. He's got guts. He's a fighter. And he said, he'll take McIntyre to the cleaners. I said, all right, Bill, what do you got in mind? He said, I'll support you for governor. But what I don't want to do with Loeb is make any deal with Loeb, because Loeb is too flexible with the truth.
And also, he's better with truth, and also, that could drag you down, too.
If he's for you, you're dead. If he's against you, you've got problems. But it's, I'm trying to sort it out, sir, and what I'll do is this, is keep Harry informed of what I find when I see Thompson, who came within 1,800 votes being governor, who made the damn fool mistake of running on the Liberty ticket against Peterson after he lost in the Republican primary.
Or he lost 1,800.
But he lost 1,800 in the overall election, so he pulled quite a substantial vote.
Or in the finals, he may have lost
1,800. Yes, sir. He didn't. He pulled
a Republican.
He's a Southerner, Democrat, who came to New Hampshire, founded the publishing business. He's got a terrific following. He's the right of our mutual friend, Barry Goldwater. But he's got about a 30,000 backlog of votes.
Well, I would think he'd be
he's more important than Powell West.
Yeah.
He's more important than Powell, this agreement. I'm seeing him Monday. I'm seeing Norris after lunch today. I've seen Louie. We will sort it out, but the most important thing, we've all agreed, nothing will be done of responsible people like Louie, Norris, Mel Thompson, myself, to your embarrassment in New Hampshire. Now, New Hampshire, sir, this time coming up, it cannot be taken for granted, because Albert Lowenstein and the Common Cause people are working that state from the Canadian border to Massachusetts.
Right.
And Lowenstein told me in Madrid not long ago, he said, we're going to get the President of the United States in New Hampshire this time. Now, what they're doing is fooling around with the ballots in New Hampshire. I won't bore you with the details, but Harry's got the dope on the bullets, and independents being able to vote, and so on and so forth. There are lots of new moves that need very careful analysis. The only two politicians that can be trusted in New Hampshire are Louie Wyman and Norris Cotton, as we move in this time. Stu Lambert, as I pointed out, has lost his touch because he joined Peterson in the tax fight, and it's the kiss of death if he has anything to do with your campaign. I hate to say that, because he's an old friend. But I would have someone in New Hampshire that is completely knowledgeable very soon to take a reading as to what's going on. McCloskey's in there causing trouble. Yorty's in there, the mayor of Los Angeles, under the sponsorship of Loeb, Birch Bayh, Hughes, etc. and so forth. And once again, this is a new profession in New Hampshire, a new occupation. And it's just like West Virginia. It's the one that sees them last is the one that's going to get the support in the money. And so I would try to do anything to embarrass your situation at all.
Oh, I'm not worried about it. Your running isn't going to embarrass me at all. So let's understand that. You've got to plan your own life. You've got to make your own run. If you decide to run, hell, you go. Throw your next man, you're going to get a lot of votes, and that's correct. So don't you, no sir, your running doesn't embarrass me at all. The only thing that I think, I'm just sorry you can't run for the Senate. Because you see, your interest is in national.
That's correct.
This is a tragedy. You really ought to be a national run for the Senate. Why don't you run for the Senate?
You know that I went back there at Stiles' request to go run for the Senate. And the ball bounced the wrong way, and I've been on the sidelines for 10 years. I served the state legislature once. It was a great experience. I wanted to explore the governorship first. And then if Wesley comes across and is definitely going to go for the Senate, we can tie him down. There is no one, repeat, no one, except Jimmy Cleveland, Louie Wyman, and myself that could possibly challenge McIntyre. Now, McIntyre isn't terribly bright, but that's one of the things that gets him votes in New Hampshire. He's got lots of company.
But now, he's going to say this, though.
Louie is the best candidate for the Senate as of the moment.
But he isn't going to run.
He's afraid of Powell. The only way you can get Louie to do it is the right person to talk with him and say, Louie, this is what you got to do.
Well, look,
Louie carried matches to the last time.
He means, but really, does Louie think that Powell would run against him in a three-cornered race, or he can be in the primary, couldn't he?
Louie thinks he can beat Powell, but I'll tell you, I know Louie well enough to know that he hasn't got the gut for it. He hates that terrific harassment that his family takes for two or three months, and he hasn't got a stomach for it.
You could beat Powell.
I can beat Powell. I can beat Powell in the primary, but the danger of Powell...
Then he'll go over to
the third. Then he goes to the other fellow and there'll be 20,000 votes and you're gone. So we've got some real sorting to do. Now, the one thing that Mr.
He's not sick or anything, is he?
We well, think he's sick in the head.
He has been for years.
He is
a strange fellow.
But he is a very smart cookie.
Oh, yes. Oh, we know that.
And he...
Smart, smart.
And when people are devoted to Powell, they're with him, and they're with him for life. He has... The people are just
fascinated. The greatest asset he's got is his wife.
Yeah,
she's
still
a lovely,
lovely girl.
Just a shame that the guy got his screws, or he'd have been very high.
He would have been another Wayne Morse in the Senate, but he'd have been a fellow you'd heard from.
When are you going to start going up at all?
I'm going up tomorrow night, sir, and I'm going to be there until next Thursday. Now, my thought is this. I can't do much in New Hampshire except let the boys that are working with me projecting myself forward. If I do anything, if I ask to come back home from Spain tomorrow, I'd be making a mistake. I'd overexpose myself. I'll come back here in September and go to the fairs, the country fairs,
sure.
In 2 weeks.
Good.
If it's agreeable with you, sir, I would like to come home the latter part of November. Then I would devote December, January, February, and March through the primary, quietly going from town to town through the state. Because the whole tension is going to be on the presidential primary, and I can do the homework during that tough period of time. Then after the presidential primary is over, you go full speed ahead towards the September primary and take your chances.
Your primary is just...
That's right, sir.
Oh, good. That'd be fine.
So, but during that period of time, December, January, February,
I've got much work to do. Fine. We'll work it out there however you want. But in the meantime, don't be a bit concerned. As Powell's ambassador, you've got every right to go up and play as political as you want right now. Now, you know that.
The hell with it. On your state chairmanship, sir, without meddling in your affairs, this time be careful. As I mentioned, Stuart's problem. Now, there's an Italian boy there that may be better than even Louis, where Louis is an incumbent congressman. His name is Palazzi. John Lewis.
Oh, I've heard of him.
He's a fine fellow.
I know him.
He's a great friend of Governor Volpe's.
Just be safe, Jim.
And he wants to run for governor, but he's afraid he doesn't handle the English language well enough because it's a poor little Italian boy who's now a very wealthy and successful Italian boy. But I believe he's less controversial than anyone I know in the state. And if you're looking for someone who will follow orders and not try to take over, and it's essential to have
sort of has a nice feel to it in the other part of the country, by putting an Italian in there, you know?
They like him. I mean, he can move around.
Helps in Connecticut, New Jersey, and New York, and other places. He's a bona fide Italian.
He's a bona fide Italian. He's got the name Palazzi. He's got a big construction company that's successful. He's a former state chairman. And he would be so honored if he was asked. I would have some talks with him. Now, on Stewart, I make sure that we try to take care of Stewart because he's a fine fellow.
But now, the other thing is this, I'm sure that his father can see John Mitchell on the scene.
Yes.
Are you?
I haven't planned to, but I will.
I want you to.
Right.
You arrange that.
Right.
You and Bob go over and have a talk with Mitchell. John Mitchell, because all the politics, I keep it over there. And tell him, just give him the same guidance you've given me. Will you do that?
Yes, sir.
Do that.
Now,
and as I say, you take the risk. Don't take the risk if you're just going to get chopped up. But on the other hand, if you're ready to go,
I've got the working clothes on.
Bomb. Just go in there and knock the hell out of them.
On the question, sir, of the timing, would that be agreeable if it's November as far as my coming back?
You name the day.
Be
November. Anytime you want.
Thank you, sir.
We've left it, I think, completely open. As a fact, I thought it was sometime at the end of the year. They said November's fine.
As far as the situation in Spain is concerned, as I wrote in my letter, the old gentleman, when Admiral Mora saw him on Monday of this week, he had one of the worst days he's had since I've been in Spain. He looked like death warmed up. He wasn't with it. Yet Sunday, the day before, he was great.
He goes up and down.
What does he have?
He's got
Parkinson's disease.
Was it Parkinson's disease?
And also, he's recently starting to have attacks where he eats and then his digestive process doesn't work and he's not throwing up.
And therefore,
the thing is here. But nevertheless, he could go on for a long period of time. The one thing on that Spanish situation,
only make the transition.
When you choose whoever goes over there, if it's a left winger, it'll just kill us.
A left winger?
Yeah,
Spain.
I mean, if you got a...
Hell no.
They play with the left, it's a kiss of death.
Hell no. Never.
The other thing is that what we want you to leave, you must leave a good, honest staff there.
Yes,
I've got a pretty good staff.
Wherever we send them, we will... that's the thing, that's that way. I'd like for Bob to have a talk with Kissinger in this respect. I want you to analyze your staff.
Right.
John, we don't want to do this through state. And you, whatever you want, we will impose your staff on the new ambassador.
If you think they're good enough.
Yes, sir.
We've got a fine fellow with the minister, but he's not strong enough to be charged there. He'll have to go when I go. You've got to bring a fellow in that understands how the system works in Spain, that is loyal to you.
Well,
I'll make some recommendations.
We'll put it into your have an idea of the ambassador. But what we really need, we haven't got a guy that frankly that can do the ambassador job and really good. But if you've got a strong enough staff, this guy will do just what we say. That's what I have in mind.
That's
and he will be in a right winger. As I say, by right winger, I mean he ain't gonna be the left winger.
He ain't gonna know the difference.
He's a moderate.
He'd be a moderating influence in Spain. So
I don't know why you moderate view.
No, but I mean, if the damn New York Times is after us, you know, morning and the night, they try to cause trouble over Admiral Mora's coming for the victory parade, but they get scared off.
But
what they're trying to do, you see, the Russians we know are making a major push to try to get into Spain. And the leftists are making a major push to try to affect the transition government if anything happens to General Franco. And poor Juan Carlos is just sitting there without a portfolio, nice boy that he is, not knowing whether he's fish or fowl. And if Franco doesn't put him on the throne, in my opinion, before Franco passes from the scene, he has major problems. And the key to Spain's future is who's going to be the prime minister. And at the present time, the vice president of the country is Guerrero Blanco. And he's a tough, two-fisted, devoted friend of Franco's and can be depended on. As a friend of the United States,
he more than Lopez Bravo.
Lopez Bravo is the future of Spain if he could get off the kick of looking in the mirror too much.
Because he's so bright.
He's terribly bright.
Of course, Franco is a hell of an impressive fellow.
Very.
I like him. Could he get the sword?
Yeah, he's all right, but the unfortunate thing about Guerrero Blanco, he doesn't aspire to high office. He said, I'm here as long as Franco wants me to be. And it's hard to believe. He doesn't have it in his system. I had a dinner party for him the other night, and he said, you know, I can't wait until the general picks the prime minister so I can get back with my grandchildren.
Oh, gosh.
It's incredible. He had that much power to do it.
Thank you very much.
Well, we'll get
nothing but good reports on everything you've done, Bob. Thank you. Nothing but good reports. You have our support.
Don't worry, I'll be a little bit.